Almost shot it, didn't. Hit Wildermuth cutting through the lane. Fadeaway banker, no good. Hit the glass, rim came off, go to Jackson Center. Right back to Wildermuth, right down the middle of the floor. It rimmed and came out. Mississinawa's got the rebound. We're still stuck on zeros. 3:20 left to go in the opening quarter. Chuck, you might have your wish. 0-0 tie after 8 minutes.
I don't know how he missed that second one. Just bad luck.
Howell in the post. Throws it right back out to Bowman for Mississinawa. He's checked by Sosby. Middle to top of the key, Perkins. Ball rotated left side of the floor to Johns. Johns hangs on. Hits a cutter through the top of the key. Bowman fumbled it, got it back. Twisting, turning, 15-footer, short. Rebound Howell low on the right. Oh, what a block by Wildermuth. And it's ruled a jump. That's a very good call by the referee. And Jackson Center gets the benefit of the arrow. Solid defensive play, Chuck, by Wildermuth. Just what you talked about in the pregame.
Yeah, he changed the first shot and blocked the second one.
Jackson Center's got the ball deep in the left corner. 2:40 to go. First quarter, still no score. Mississinawa held the ball for, what, the first 3 minutes of the game? Wildermuth outside the arc on the left for Jackson Center. The 6'6 senior post player goes to Platfoot in the paint, down to Boozer. On top, Sosby. Oh, he dribbles right down into the teeth of the defense. A runner way short, no good. A little congestion within 5 feet of the rim. Sosby couldn't make it. And again, the Blackhawks rip it off the glass. We're nearing the 2 minute mark, first quarter. No one's tallied a point in 6 minutes. Deep right corner, ball handed off on the play to Slob. Now Bowman between the rings, gets a screen from Howell, wants to shoot, doesn't. Bowman, clearly the primary shooter on this club. Ball nearly stripped to Jackson Center, and it is by Boozer. He took it away, 1:50 left in the first. Boozer heads into the half court, near side to Calvin Winter. Deep left corner, flat foot for Jackson Center. On top it goes to Sosby. Below on the left to Wildermuth. Oh, he should have this one. Down in close. He's fouled. It hits the rim once, twice, and it comes off. But he's at the stripe for two free throws. Brady with not good shooter's luck here at the outset. Wildermuth tries to break the 0-0 deadlock with 1:38 to go in the first quarter. Free throw Wildermuth is way short. We're still stuck on zeros. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Piqua Garbery Gym. Tomorrow night we'll cover Anna Carlisle for you. Should be a very good game. Carlisle, the higher seed. A few years ago, Anna knocked off Carlisle when Anna had a losing record on the year. Carlisle was the favorite that particular season. Anna beat him 2. Rockets hope for a same story tomorrow night. We'll cover it from Vidalia Butler. Tip off at 8. Online on the web at 7:40. Second foul shot by Brady Wildermuth is swished, and we have a point. 1-0 Jackson Center, 1:20 left to go first quarter. Nobody's hit a bucket in the period. There's a dribble drive, baseline left by Mississinawa. There's no room to go, and it is lost out of bounds. Bowman tried to create space. Good defense by Jackson Center, which didn't let him get near the rim. A big turnover, Mississinawa.
Wow, this is what they call a sluggish start to the game.
It's a sluggish slowdown. Here's Sosby out high, down inside to Wildermuth. A one-hander, a lot of traffic, it rimmed, came out. Oh, what a scrappy play by Flatfoot, got it on the floor. Then it's clawed away by Mississinawa. Bowman rips his way down the floor, throws a pass to Howell in the lane, ducks under Wildermuth, who blocks it. Here's Sosby with 48 seconds to go in the first. To the trailer, Wildermuth. Around a player, up and in. Talk about running the floor by the big man. Woo. Wildermuth scooted down the hardwood. And he was running behind Sosby. Ball was shoveled to Wildermuth. He's got 3 points. And it's 3-0 in favor of Jackson Center with 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. Out high, head of the key, it's Perkins. For Mississinawa, gives to Bowman. Bowman against Winter, right corner. A nice jump pass down low, intended for Darren Miller. He dropped it. Jackson Center got it. 8 seconds to go in the period. Out back Sosby. Straight away Wildermuth. Right back to Sosby. Arches the 3. In with 2 seconds to go. Bryce Sosby connects from long range. And it's a first quarter football score. Jackson Center 6, Mississauga 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Don't miss out on big savings on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. For added savings, go to the website, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, goffneyfurniture.com. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Terrific furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture. That's Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Well, Mississinawa's D.J. Howell, after the Blackhawks worked the ball for 30 seconds, gets a field goal to start period number 2, that is the first points on the board for Mississinawa in this game. And it took nearly 9 minutes. 6-2, Jackson Center leads. Here's a good cut, far side of the floor with the Tigers' Boozer. Wildermuth threads the needle. Great bounce pass, layup is in. 8-2, Tigers, a minute gone here in the second quarter. Mississinawa began the game getting the tip, held the ball for Chuck, it was about 3 minutes, 40 seconds, I think.
Yeah, they held it for a long time. Yeah. And the thing is, when they finally took a shot, it was a long three. Yep. So, I mean, they really worked it.
Good overplay by Sosby. Top of the circle. Stole it from Mississinawa. He goes racing down the floor. His layup hangs on the rim and goes in. And Jackson Center is blitzed to a 10-2 lead. 6:26 to go now in the second quarter. And the Blackhawks can ill afford, Chuck, to play keep away. Behind by 8.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get away from them if they try.
Here is Bowman, head of the key, 25 feet away. Picked up by Sosby. Right side pass goes to Perkins. Back on top to Bowman. Perkins baseline. Bowman catches, straddles the arc, jumps, shoots, and buries it. 19-footer Bowman of Mississinawa, 10-4. Jackson Center by 6. Boozer deep in the right corner. Skips it all the way to the opposite corner. Caught there by Platfoot. Lob down inside to Wildermuth. He juggles. Gives to Platfoot. To Brady. Cross court to Boozer in the lane. Brady at the elbow on the left. He did shuffle the feet. The official spotted what I saw.
He actually traveled twice.
Walking on Wildermuth of the Tigers. Oftentimes, Jackson Center's defense bewilders opponents. And oftentimes, Jackson Center's offense, led by Wildermuth, bewilders opponents.
That Bowman was a 2, not a 3.
I think I called it a 2.
I called it a 3.
You called it a 3?
I did.
Okay. I worked on that Wildermuth line all
that
day.
That was good. That was a good one. I didn't mean to step on it.
10-4 in favor of Jackson Center, which may get another steal. Yep. Boozer got a mid on it. Fred Bunke has now entered the game. 6'2 youngster on the floor for Jackson Center, which heaves a pass down inside to Wildermuth. Look at him go to work. Muscles right through 2 Blackhawks and sticks it in off the window. And Jackson Center has spurted to a 12-4 lead. 3 minutes gone, second quarter.
Well, Boozer gave the assist to Wildermuth like Wildermuth gave the one to Boozer the time before.
Yep. Here's the ball thrown to Perkins, head of the key for Mississinawa. Long three-pointer. Bingo. He's got it. Good shooter. Trenton Perkins, 10 points a game, just under it. 6 feet tall, 12th grader. Jackson Center with it. Here's a three ball fadeaway. Top of the key, Wildermuth. It curled out. Loose ball rebound. Out of bounds to Mississinewa. 12-7. Tigers up 5. 4:22 to go, second quarter.
I've known Perkins' dad. He was an old pickle kid, TJ. He's been around forever. He's keeping the scorebook down here for Mississinewa.
Okay. Perkins straight away. Gives it off on the play to Andrew Johns. Bad pass. Sosby's got it. Look at him zip down the floor. Pull up Jay from 15. Rimmed. Stick back is good. Wildermuth, Johnny on the spot, like he is about every single time. And Mississinewa needs to get a body on Brady Wildermuth. That's hard to do. Timeout Blackhawks. 3:55 to go in the second. 14-7 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Well, we nearly had a 0-0 first quarter. At Jackson Center, though, pumped in 6 points.
In about the last minute and a half.
Exactly, in the final 90 seconds of that opening period. Tigers have added eight more. It's 14-7 Jackson Center over Mississinewa. 3:45 to go here in the second quarter. Blackhawks after the timeout, which was called by head coach Tim Bargie. Have it, forecourt to our right. Bowman, 30 feet away, goes straight on to Perkins. Left side pass, dealt to Andrew John, down to Matt Slob. Here's a step back, long deuce. Bowman, 18-footer, hit the back brace. Rebound ricochets to Perkins in the right corner. Blackhawks still control. 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. Mississinewa stalled the ball to start the game for nearly 4 minutes. Here's a straight on three. Swish! A beauty by Andrew Johns. Mississinewa worked long and hard for that one. Nothing but net. Ball didn't even touch iron. Mississinewa likes to shoot it from three-point land. And with that triple, it is a 14-10 game. Mississinewa has crept within four. 2:51 to go, second quarter. Wildermuth at the elbow on the left. Looks far side of the floor for Fred Bunky. Can't find him. Bunky is a 6'3" junior. May have referenced him as being 6'2" earlier. Ball lobbed to Wildermuth, baseline right. He puts it on the deck, and the Blackhawks guide the ball out of bounds. Mississinewa with a couple of changes. On the floor is Kyler Giozzi. Ball lobbed into Wildermuth right below the rim. Juggles. Good defense by Mississinewa. Wildermuth lost it out of bounds.
Well, they only have one kid over, 6'4", and he just came out of the game. So Wildermuth should be able to go crazy down inside now.
Chris Elkert, 5'7", freshman, in now for Jackson Center. 2:26 to go here in the second quarter. After that Tiger turnover, another three ball. Bowman, long range. Blackhawks missed it hard. Weak side rebound, though, by Mississinewa. Blackhawks retain the ball and patiently start the attack. Sosby on Bowman, head of the key. 2:05 to go, second quarter. 14-10, Jackson Center. Ball rotated. Howell, left side. New player in off the bench. Giozzi's got it for Mississinewa. 25 feet out to Johns. Now Bowman at center circle. He looks at head coach Tim Bargie, who delivers instructions. Blackhawks remain patient. Within four now. Left corner, it's Howell, guarded there by Wildermuth. Flips it outside the arc of the left to Johns. Weaves to Bowman between the rings. No opening presents itself to drive. He elects to give it up deep in the right corner to Viozzi. Back out to Bowman. Right in front of the Jackson center bench. He makes an errant pass. Tried to lob it down inside from 30 feet away. Ill-advised for Darren Miller. Easy intercept at Jackson center. Three ball Tigers. Blackfoot lets it go. Off to the right. Rebound Mississinewa. Minute 10 to go. Second quarter. 14-10 in favor of Jackson center. On the bounce, 25 feet away. It is Darren Miller, now to Giozzi. Howell, picked up by Wildermuth on the arc. Howell stops his dribble. Goes near side to Giozzi. Howell, outside the lane in the right. Short jump shot. Bowman, 12-footer, missed it short, no good. Rebound down to Jackson center. Sosby to Blackfoot, looks inside for Wildermuth. Can't find him. Deep left corner, Boozer. Now lobs to Brady. Brady with a little hook in the lane. Yes, and he's fouled. Well done by Wildermuth. He puts it on the deck as well as anybody. 6-6. Did it that time in a congested area. 16-10. Jackson center by 6. 33 seconds to go, second quarter.
He only had about a 14-inch advantage on the kid guarding down inside there.
After a switch, believe it or not, Kyler Giozzi, a 5'4 sophomore, was on Brady Wildermuth, who missed the free throw off to the left. 26 seconds to go, second quarter. 16-10 Jackson center. Each team with 10 points in quarter number two. Mississinewa's Giozzi's got it 25 feet away, looks at the clock. 11, 10. Bowman sets a screen. We're down to 8. Bargy still continues with instructions, and now Jackson center puts on the heat near midcourt. A second and a half to go. Cross-court pass to Mississinewa. No shot taken. That was about as poorly run last half minute, Chuck, as you could do it.
That's exactly right.
16-10 Jackson center at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, campus of Pickwa High School. Jackson Center Tigers in the lead, 16-10 over the Mississinewa Blackhawks here at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. A light scoring game so far, because Mississinewa held the ball for pretty close to 4 minutes at the outset, got the rebound and put it in the deep freeze. Jackson Center did bolt to a 6-0 lead after one. Blackhawks maintained that separation of six in the second quarter.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of rebounds because there haven't been a whole lot of shots. Mississinawa has 9 and 3 offensive. Jackson has 6 and 3 offensive. Blackhawks turned the ball over 8 times. Jackson Center turned it over 3 times. Mississinawa has not gone to the free throw line, and Jackson 1 of 3. That's all Brady Wilderman. Individual scoring for Mississinawa. They got 3 from Johns and 3 from Perkins, 2 from Howell and 2 from Bowman. They didn't score in the first quarter. 10 in the second quarter for 10. Jackson led by Wildermuth with 9. They got 5 out of Bryce Sosby and 2 from Boozer. They scored 6 and 10. They lead 16-10 at the half.
And Chuck, you mentioned Brady Wildermuth with 3 free throws at the stripe at the offensive end for Jackson Center. He's the reason Mississinawa has not shot a foul yet, because Blackhawks don't want any part of the paint. Brady is so dominant in there, and if Mississinawa is going to win this game, it's going to be a result of 3-point shooting.
Well, he's got four blocks in the first half,
yep.
And that was probably all the shots that were taken in the paint were rejected. So, yeah, that makes you want to stay out on the perimeter, that's for sure.
Head coach Tim Bargey of Mississinawa got 4 field goals in the second quarter. 2 were threes. And at Mississinawa, which didn't shoot the ball well in the first, given the fact no points, had they not produced a few baskets in the second quarter, they'd be in serious trouble.
Well, I mean, Bowman, you can tell he can shoot it. Perkins can shoot it. So, I mean, what you need to look at is them to – they need to be as patient as they were. But they're going to have to shoot the ball from the perimeter because they're not going to get anything on the inside.
Exactly. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 16-10, Jackson Center leads over Mississinawa at the break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, Jackson Center leads by 6 over Mississinawa. Brookins has been a fixture in Fort Loramie since the late 1800s. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years now, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center presents our student athlete spotlight segment here at the half. Locale has been a fixture, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com since our start in 2007. Thank you so much, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, which highlights student academic success among student athletes during our halftime break. And here tonight, we're going to highlight the one senior on the Jackson Center boys roster. It is Brady Wildermuth. Outstanding career. Had 40 points earlier this season in a game against Marion Local, and he's paving the way here tonight for Jackson Center against Mississinewa. Brady Wildermuth under the spotlight here tonight thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Thank you so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Two underwriting sponsors which came on board with us here on Scores Broadcast during the high school basketball tournament last March, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. 16-10, Jackson Center leads Mississinewa, about 40 seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses in the area with data transfer, custom builds, remote management, PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, and more. Adam Rice offers high-quality computer service on time. Plus, he now offers a wide array of customized promotional specialty advertising items. T-shirts, pens, mugs, and more. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at 538-6948, 538-6948. Jackson Center begins the third quarter with the ball to our right, leading 16-10. Rice Sosby's got it between the circles on a weave to winner 25 feet away. Calvin, the freshman, far left side to Boozer. He looks inside for Wildermuth. Now Sosby outside the arc. 30 seconds gone. Sosby enters the lane. Tries to drop it down inside for Brady. Threw it behind him, and it goes out of bounds. Here come the Blackhawks trailing by six. Opening minute, third quarter. Jackson Center unable to pull away. Two big threes by Mississinewa in the second period, keeping the Blackhawks within two threes. Here's a nice pick and roll. Ball fumbled. It's loose below the rim. Howell picks up the garbage for the Blackhawks and scores. Looked like it was going to be a turnover, but Howell dug it off the hardwood and dropped it in. And Mississinewa is within four. Ball lobbed to Wildermuth. Back to the basket, low in the left. Look at him go to work again. And scores from 4 feet away. Blackhawks players hit the deck, trying to dupe the official into a charge. It's not going to happen. Foul against Mississinewa. It's an add one for Brady Wildermuth. Tigers up six.
He is almost unstoppable when he catches the ball that deep in the paint.
Free throw by Brady. Way short. No good. What's he at the line in this game, Chuck?
That's one for four now.
Mississinewa got the rebound in the left corner. Six-point game. 6:45 to go here in the third. Far left wing, it's Bowman. Top of the key, foul line, pivots. Bounce pass left flank to Perkins, who might have walked. Back out to Bowman for three. It rimmed out. Wildermuth skies for the board. Here comes Jackson Center. 2-on-1 break. Down to Boozer, low on the left to Sosby. He circles back out on top. Hits Wildermuth inside, tries to go up and under, and he is hacked on the arm. Two coming for Wildermuth.
He's going to go to the free throw line a lot. He needs to get up and start getting some confidence. That last one, it didn't even look like he thought it was going to go in.
Try to echo what you said on the previous Wildermuth shot attempt, which went in. When he gets it below the foul line, he's so strong, so difficult to throttle. He got the ball to the basket there. Two free throws awarded, and this one is good. 19-12, Jackson Center by 7. 6:21 to go in the third quarter. Fairlawn won game one tonight, 72-44. Nate Lessing with 33. Drew Brodigam had 12. Josh Reck, 10. Second foul shot in by Wildermuth, 20-12. Jackson Center has restored an 8-point lead now. Nearing off to the right goes Perkins. Fadeaway shot, baseline right. Hit the back of the rim, no good. Johns couldn't get it to fall. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Jackson Center. This is Sinawa possession with 6:04 to go here in the third quarter. Fred Bunke, 6'3 junior on the floor for Jackson Center. Coming out, Gavin Boozer, 6-foot junior. Inbound play by Mississinawa, loose on the floor. And Brady Wildermuth scrapes it up. Gives it to Sosby. Inside the arc, left wing, short on the 17-footer. Nice rebound by Winter, though. He salvages the possession. Right back inside to Wildermuth. 7-footer, deflected, short, no good. Fine defense by Mississinawa. Blackhawks possession. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Bowman goes baseline left to Howell. Howell is stopped by Wildermuth. Defensive foul. Five minutes, 32 seconds left to be played here in the third quarter. Jackson Center ahead by 8, 20-12. Ball pitched into Perkins. Wildermuth knocked it away. Howell picked it up, darts to the rim, and missed the gimme. Jackson Center's got the rebound. Huge miss there by the Blackhawks to trim it to 6. Tigers go right back inside to Wildermuth. He fumbled it. It's loose below the basket. Jackson Center picks it up. Mississinawa steals. Here's Johns down the floor. Head coach Scott Elker gave the referee an earful. Here's Howell, baseline left. He lowers the shoulder right into flat foot. Offensive foul, Mississinawa.
Well, Coach Elker was trying to call a timeout. He didn't give it to him. And then they just made up for it at the other end with a very bad charge call.
That's how it works sometimes.
More often than you wish.
Yeah, the last offensive sequence for Jackson Center, a couple passes got deflected away. Loose ball on the floor below the basket. Looked like a Tiger might have had two mitts on the leather in a pileup. Jackson Center was not awarded the timeout, but then got the benefit of a charge at the other end. Here is Wildermuth catching the ball low on the left. Good entry by Winter, and Wildermuth muscles inside right through Howell for 2 points. How many for Brady, Chuck?
That's 15 now.
15 of the 22 belonging to Brady Wildermuth of Jackson Center, which is up by 10 now with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Outside the arc, near side, it's Bowman stepping back. High arching three ball. Count it. Oh, he's good.
That's nice form right there. That's like a 10-foot jump shot.
It was a rainbow. And here's Bryce Sosby, forecourt to a right for Jackson Center. He hesitates, wants to give it up cross-court to Bunky, doesn't throw it, and he moved that pivot foot ever so slightly. Walking called. And after the three ball by Mississinawa to trim it to 7, Jackson Center gives it right back. 4-10 Jackson Center. Johns, right corner, gives it up, gets it back. Now Perkins. Foul below the basket, holding on Jackson Center. 4:02 to go, third quarter. Blackhawks possession, baseline right. Don't forget tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com, upper bracket, lower bracket, sectional championships in girls D4 at Sydney. We're on the web online at 11:45. Dribbling through the lane, Mississinawa, and it's ripped away by Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers the other way, ripped away by Mississinawa, and it goes out of bounds. Down to 3:52 to go in the third. 22-15, Tigers up 7. Winter inbounding, right of the basket for Jackson Center. Bounces on the arc to Sosby. Straightaway flatfoot, he's available. Wide open, and he rips the net on a 21-footer.
That's his first points.
That's like a practice shot for Blackfoot. Nobody came close to guarding him. He sized it up, squared up his feet, settled, and shot it in. Here's a long three, deep left corner, Johns, Mississinawa. It circled, came out, rebound Wildermuth. Ahead to Platfoot, all the way to the rack, no. Step back, yes, Wildermuth. Oh, what a play.
That's what happens when you run the floor. Good things happen for you.
And Brady does that as well as anybody. 6 feet, 6 inches tall in the area. Well, he trails behind every two-on-one, three-on-two break. More often than not, if it's missed, he'll stick it in. He'll get the garbage. 27-15, Jackson Center has stretched the lead to 12. And here's what, maybe a phantom travel call in Mississinawa?
Well, I think that you need to see it. It might have been close, but I think it needs to be more obvious than what they just called.
Yeah, here's Sosby, top of the key. Left corner, Platfoot for Jackson Center, which has opened up a 12-point spread. And Wildermuth gets it mid-post area, back to the basket, over-guarding against the Blackhawks.
Well, Wildermuth has taken the 17-15 lead now here in the third quarter.
17 points for Brady, 15 for Mississinawa. As Chuck notes, ball lobbed in Sosby to Wildermuth midcourt. Near side pass to Platfoot. He sizes up another one. This one clanged off the rim short. Good rebound, though, down inside by Bunky. Hands off to Winter, and it's pried away out of bounds off the Blackhawks. 2:36 to go in the third. 27-15 in favor of Jackson Center, which has outpointed Mississinawa by six in the third quarter. Platfoot 25 feet away. Right side, Sosby. Sosby on the bounce. Around Bowman down the lane. Left corner, Winter. Winter at the elbow. Bounces back on top to Platfoot. He tries again. It's off the heel. Long rebound, Bowman. Foul, Wildermuth. He went up with him shoulder to shoulder and got called for the contact.
Both those shots that Platfoot just missed were good shots right on the rim. You got to keep taking them if they're going to give them to him.
Exactly. 2:19 to go, third quarter. Mississinawa needs a couple hoops in these last 120 seconds of the third quarter in order to stay in touch starting the fourth. 12-point lead, Jackson Center, 27-15. If you joined us late, Mississinawa held the ball for nearly 4 minutes to start the game after getting the tip at the outset. Here is Perkins dribbling into trouble in the lane. Managed to squeeze between a couple defenders and hit a teardrop in front. It hit the rim twice. He was plowed to the deck, counted, and add one for Perkins of Mississinawa, which is within 10, 27-17. Perkins and Bowman, the two best scorers on this Blackhawks squad, both starters a year ago. Perkins a senior, just under 10 a game. Bowman a junior at 15. Free throw, Perkins, got it. What was that foul total on Brady?
That's the third, his third. He's got to play smart here in the last 2 minutes.
Minute 50 to go, third quarter, 27-18, Jackson Center by nine. Tigers had their biggest margin, 12. Platfoot, Wildermuth, Platfoot right back to Brady down low. Blocked from behind. Good double team by Mississinawa, which comes out of there with it. Three-on-three break. Perkins down the floor. Right corner to a teammate. Line drive triple. Short, no good. Weak side rebound. Yes! Perkins got it. Perkins for Mississinawa, which tallies five in a row. 27-20. Seven-point game. It was 27-15, a minute back. But Mississinawa warms up. That's five straight points for Perkins, right, Chuck?
Yes.
1 minute remaining, third period. Fred Bunky, top of the circle for Jackson Center. Near side, Platfoot fakes the shot, lobs into Brady. Twist, turns. Now Winter, line drive three. Overshot it. Weak side rebound, Mississinawa. Comes down to Perkins. Chance to trim it to five or four here. Head coach Tim Bargy of Mississinawa shouts out instructions. Bowman on the bounce, head of the key. Right side pass. Goes on the play to Blake Scholl, who's in now, 6 foot freshman. Here's Bowman, top of the circle, dribbling hard against Sosby. Rises up and misfires. didn't catch the rim. It went out of bounds. That's just like a turnover.
That was good defense. Sosby was right there, and he could not extend his arm to shoot the ball.
Excellent D by Sosby. Chris Elkert back on the floor for Jackson Center. Elkert and Sosby at guard. Winner, Blatfoot, Wildermuth at the other end of the floor.
I don't think I'd throw the ball to Brady here. You do not want him to get the fourth foul on a charge.
That's a good point. 17, 16, 15 seconds remaining, third quarter. 27-20, Jackson Center by 7. Tomorrow night, it's Anna Carlisle, tip-off at 8, on the web online, 7:45. Cross-court pass, Sosby, look out, open, swish, on a 3. And Mississinawa gets away a 60-footer off the backboard as the third quarter finishes out. That was a very important basket at the Jackson Center to finish off the third period.
That was a well-designed play right there. They set a screen on both sides. He had his choice to decide he wanted to go to. And, boy, that was huge. Took him back up to 10 to start the fourth quarter.
Nicely executed. Sosby on the finish from behind the arc. Fourth quarter upcoming, 30-20, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Pretty significant sequence there. Last couple minutes, first half, Jackson Center pulled out to a 12-point lead, 27-15. Mississinawa's Perkins answered with 5 to make it 27-20. And then Sosby chucked in a long 3-ball with about 2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's a good pick and roll. Wow, nicely done by Mississinawa. Well done. Field goal by Matt Slob. Good pick and roll. Assist by Bowman. Jackson Center right back. Great pass down inside to Brady. And Brady lays it in. Good dish by Calvin Winter. What a lob by Winter. A good 20 feet out on the floor. Right on the money. He hit the tight end, Brady Wildermuth, near the goal line. And he dropped it in for the bucket and was fouled.
That last play down here by Mississinawa was a slip screen, and they did a great job of getting him loose on the baseline.
Wildermuth rolls in the fast shot, completes the three-pointer.
Takes him to 20 now.
He's got 20 of Jackson Center's 33. Tigers in the lead by 11, 33-22. 7:20 left in the fourth. Right side pass goes to Scholl. Scholl tries to pitch to a teammate. Slob picked off. Bad throw. Jackson Center running. Wildermuth to the rack and rolled off. Rebound Winter. Shot it hard. O'Brady nearly went over the back. Could have been called. No foul. Rebound Bowman. Blackhawks. Dribbles behind the back. Dumps it left corner. Then back out to Perkins. Here's a deep three. Left side of the floor. Yes. Bombs away by Scholl, the freshman. It's a 3-ball for Mississinawa. The ninth grader, Blake Scholl, tosses one in from downtown. Blackhawks won't go away. Within 8 now. 6.5 remaining, fourth quarter. 33-25, Jackson Center. Flatfoot straight on. Picked up by Scholl. Left side pass. Goes on the play to Bunky, to Flatfoot. Head of the key, left open. He guns it. Off to the right, no good. Unmolested rebound to Mississinawa. Quickly down the floor to Scholl, out back to Bowman. To Scholl, to Bowman, 6:08 to play. Screen set by Perkins. Bowman can't maneuver, still on the arc. Now goes to Perkins, baseline left. Fall away, 12-footer, hit the heel. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Big possession there. Look at Wildermuth run the floor. Wow. Down inside, twisting, turning. It's on the rim. It does everything but go in. It comes off.
That was one tough shot. If that would have gone in, that would have been the shot of the game.
Blackhawks did touch it last, out of bounds. Tigers retain the ball with 5:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. 33-25 in favor of Jackson Center. Upper bracket, lower bracket, sectional finals. Girls Division 4 from Sydney tomorrow. We're on the web online at 11:45. Sosby, top of the circle, shot fake, then lets it go. Yes, he's got it. Bryce Sosby, big bucket to end the third. Huge bucket right there with 5:38 to go in the fourth. Tigers own the 11-point lead, double digits. Deep to the left corner, Johns. Johns along the baseline. And Brady Wildermuth doesn't come over to check him. And Johns gets the bounce off the rim. Kerplunk, it falls through. Right back to a 9-point game. Here is Platfoot, 25 feet away on the left. 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. Now Sosby. Deep left corner, Winter. He lines up a three ball. Short, no good. Bowman goes for the ball at midcourt, pops it in the air. Sosby gathers, though, for Jackson Center. Lobbed down into Wildermuth, stripped by the Blackhawks. Head coach Scott Elkert wants a foul, no call. Here comes Bowman romping ahead. Pulls up on the arc, lets it fly, hits it. Misses Senawa within seven. 4:45 to go, 3-point ball by Bowman. 36-29, Jackson Center, 4:38 to go. Fourth quarter, Winter deep in the left corner. Gets a screen from Boozer. Hits Wildermuth in the paint. Bank shot, fadeaway, 8-footer, rolling. It came off, foul called. That didn't go in, Chuck.
It did go in.
He
said he wasn't shooting.
Oh, my goodness. Tough break for Jackson Center. Shot by Wildermuth. Hung on the rim forever. When it did go in, it fell through, hardly moved the net. I couldn't tell, but they didn't allow the goal. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers when we return.
This guy out here, I've seen him three times this year. He's not a good official.
Timeout called halfway through the fourth. Tigers up seven on scores. Broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's a tight one, a 7-point game. Mississinawa, 8-14 during the regular season. Victories over Miami East and Covington. Two starters from a year ago back, plus the sixth man from a year ago back. Starters Ethan Bowman, Trenton Perkins. Quality sub from one season ago, Andrew Johns, starts on this year's team along with Perkins and Bowman. And Mississinawa is within 7 points of Jackson Center. 4:33 to go, fourth quarter. Winter inbounding the ball. Left to the basket. Lobs it to Sosby, head of the key. Near side it goes to Chris Elkert, who's back in now for the Tigers. Deep right corner, Winter. Rotated to Sosby on the left. Dribbles between the legs. Team foul situation, 6 on Mississinawa. Tigers are in the 1-on-1. Right corner, Sosby, head of the key. Bounces down inside to Platfoot. He's open, shot fake, deflected. He got it back, and he's pounded on the arm. 2 free throws, Platfoot. How about that, Chuck? Platfoot flashes to the post and was pretty open for an instant. He was eventually covered up, shot blocked, but Mississinawa's Johns got a piece of Platfoot's arm, and he connects on the free throw. 37-29, Jackson Center. A 2 free throw situation for Platfoot. Second one right there as well. 38-29, Jackson Center ahead by 9.
Mississinawa staying within striking distance, though.
Yes. And it's a Blackhawks team which shoots the 3 pretty well. A few different players can loft it in from 3-point territory. Elkert for Jackson Center is guarding Perkins now. Trying to find him all over the floor. Here's a pick and roll by Mississinawa. Broken up by Sosby, who got a fingertip on the ball. Mississinawa recovers in the left corner. on top to Bowman, 3:42 to play.
Well, they recognize they're gonna set Perkins up in the lane and try to get him the ball.
Well, they threw the ball to Perkins at the foul stripe. Jackson Center batted it to midcourt. Blackhawks ran it down. Johns into Howell. Howell off balance, twisting, turning. No good. Hit the backboard rim. Jackson Center people wanted a travel call, but instead a foul against the Tigers. And Howell shoots two. Flatfoot got him on the elbow. Shot almost went in. Blackhawks, they've got to have these to stay within range, but the shot by Howell is too hard. We're down to 3:27 to go in the fourth. Howell hits this one. Front rim, backboard, and in. 38-30, Jackson Center by 8. 3:21 to go in the game. Jackson Center's in the bonus. Sosby to winner. Deep left corner, Flatfoot inside to Brady. Right back to Flatfoot, jumping, shooting on the arc. He buries it. That's that inside-outside game. Flatfoot touched it. Willermuth touched it. Right back to Flatfoot. Here's Mississinawa crashing down the floor in a hurry and barging in from the left corner goes Howell. He's got the driving layup to make it 41-32. Timeout call. Jackson Center leads. 3 minutes left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Thank you so much, Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. On the web, primaryeyecare.org. Here's Jackson Center. Good play. Winner 25 feet out on the floor on the left side. Another good lob down into Brady Wildermuth. Tigers set that up very neatly during the timeout break. Bowman tries to counter with a very quick three from the right corner, but Mississinawa, it's long. Rebound down to Johns. He powers to the rim. Blocked on the play by Jackson Center. Was that Brady Wildermuth, Chuck?
Yep.
Huge play there. Jackson Center with the ball up 11 with 2:24 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Tigers get a timeout. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Thank you, Sydney Car Care in Sydney, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive into the hospital, fair price, fast service, call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. In Rushi, shout outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board with us on Scores Broadcast in the high school basketball tournament last March. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Up by 11 with 2 minutes to go, the Tigers are holding the ball in the 1-1. Jackson Center, Sosby's got it on top. He navigates the lane, little space in there, missed the short jump shot, hit the rim. Rebound taken down by Mississinawa. Here come the Blackhawks. Racing to her left, Oh, here's Bowman in the paint. Shovels it underhanded. No on the iron. But somebody tagged him on the arm. Two free throws for Bowman. Chance to score with the clock stopped. Minute 41 left in the game. 11-point lead, Jackson Center. Tigers have been up by as many as 12. Foul shot, Bowman, yes. 43-33. Jackson Center's lead is 10. Second shot by Bowman. Thank you, the Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Wildermuth in backcourt for Jackson Center on the dribble. Trying to shrug off the Blackhawks defender. Gets it to Sosby with 90 seconds to go in the game, and Jackson Center up 9. Sosby veers to the left. Hands off to Winter on the arc. Now Wildermuth comes out to catch. He explodes down the lane, and it's stripped from him by Mississinawa. Goes out of bounds. 1:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center leads by 9, 43-34. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Don't forget, Clancy's brings you our star of the game. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And I can bet you, according to Chuck, when this game closes, Brady Wildermuth will have a pretty good handle on that Clancy's Star of the Game award. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of promotional advertising items that can be customized by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. Pens, mugs, T-shirts, and more. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. 1 minute to go. Jackson Center on the bounce. And circling out on the top of the circle near midcourt is Blackfoot. He's being tracked down by a Blackhawks defender who fouls.
Well, we got 21 in the game, and nobody at the scorer's table knows who it is, so we're just going to call him question mark.
Oh, for Mississinawa, you're right. We'll ask Coach Raymert right now. Coach, who is 21 for Mississinawa? Number 21 for you folks.
Josh Dockison.
I saw his name on there. There it is. I just can't read, Coach. Thank you so much. Coach Raymert. Brian Raymert, the assistant to Tim Bargy of Mississinawa. Josh Dockison on the floor. According to the roster, he's 24, but he's not 24. He's 21 out on the court. Here's a long three-point shot by Mississinawa. Good. And it cuts it to 8. Had been 11 in favor of Jackson Center. Who rifled in that 3, Chuck?
That was Bowman.
Bowman again. Jackson Center in backcourt. 10-second clock running. And Jackson Center gets a timeout. That's an 8-point game, 45-37. No quit in Mississinawa. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Okay, so now we have 21, but 24 is in the game. Now we don't know who he is.
Exactly. According to the roster, we have number 24 is John Gockison, when in fact he's wearing 21 for Mississinawa. which leaves us to wonder who the new 24 is on the floor. Foul, Mississinawa. Nothing more the Blackhawks can do but commit personals. That was the last of the one-and-one foul calls. Sosby at the stripe for Jackson Center, which is up 8 with 41.8 to go. Free throw, Sosby. It rimmed. No good. Still life for Mississinawa. Quickly down the floor, left corner. Quick three ball in the air. In and out. No good. Oh, that one by Scholl was below the iron. Snapped out. Here's Wildermuth catching the ball at midcourt. And he shakes away from the Mississinawa defender who reaches out and grabs him with 29.9 to go. Would have been interesting, Chuck, had that three by Mississinawa gone in. It would have been a five-point contest at 45-40. Nonetheless, shot didn't go down. Wildermuth, double bonus, Jackson Center. It's high off the flange, no good. Well, Brady's going to get fouled a lot. And it's imperative, Chuck, that he shoots a fairly high percentage because he'll get a number of free tosses in the course of a game. Both of them missed. Perkins on the giddy-up, all the way down the paint, running one-hander around Wildermuth. Hits it on the dead run. 45-39, Jackson Center to winner at midcourt, 15 to go. He's wrapped up and fouled on the arc. Mississinawa Blackhawks have stayed within striking range all night long. They've taken this contest right down to the last 13.8 seconds. Winner at the free throw stripe for Jackson Center. Calvin's got two, double bonus time. Tigers up 6. These would seal the deal right here. In, out, hangs on the rim and in. Did I over-exaggerate that one, Chuck?
That's exactly what it did. I thought it was coming out the second time it bounced.
That's a big one. Jackson Center up 7. Swish on that shot by Winter. It's 8, 47-39. So it's a three-possession game with 13.8 to go. Stranger things have happened. Coming out for Mississinawa is junior Ethan Bowman. He played very well. Senior Trenton Perkins, six-footer. About 10 points a game. His last varsity tilt at Mississinawa, he too was rock solid here tonight. Long three-pointer, Mississinawa. Air ball out of bounds. 4.2 remaining. Jackson Center will win it. It's a 47-39 score. It's thrown into Brady Wildermuth. 80 feet from the basket, and that's it. The Jackson Center Tigers defeat Mississinawa 47-39. And that will set up our Tuesday upper bracket sectional semifinals. Bodkins against Fairlawn at 6. And Jackson Center will play the winner of game 3 here tonight. I jumped ahead of myself just a little bit. One more to follow. We will not be covering it here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Sonya versus Covington, that winner returns to face Jackson Center Tuesday at 7:30. As I noted, Bodkins Fairlawn in the first game. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 5:45 on Tuesday night. Mississinawa Blackhawks gave a very good account of themselves here tonight, losing to Jackson Center by 8. Tigers pushed the lead out to a dozen, at least a couple times. Mississinawa kept it snug. It was down to 6 on a couple of occasions, wound up 8. The Jackson Center's Brady Wildermuth kept the Blackhawks pretty much at bay. And Jackson Center wins this game 47-39. And Chuck, highlights of the scoring, and who's the Clancy's winner?
Well, the scoring for Mississinawa, they were led by Bowman with 13 and Perkins had 10. On the other side, they had 3 in double figures, which bodes well for Jackson. They got 22 out of Wildermuth, 11 out of Sosby, and 10 out of Platfoot. Platfoot's all in the second half.
Yep.
We're going to go with Brady Wildermuth as the Clancy's player of the game.
Brady Wildermuth wins the honor. Again, though, a big 21 points combined between Platfoot and Sosby for Jackson Center to assist Brady Wildermuth as the Tigers hold off Mississinawa by 8 points. It is Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Earlier tonight in Game 1 at Piqua's Garbery Gym, Piqua Boys Division 4 Sectional, Fairlawn triumphant over Bradford 72-44 in the game we just webcasted for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center held off Mississinewa Valley 47-39. We've got girls action for you tomorrow from Sydney. Upper bracket, lower bracket, sectional finals on the web, online, on Scores Broadcast at 11:45. Don't forget, tomorrow night we are at Mandalia Butler. Anna in Boys Division 3 against Carlisle should be a good game on paper. Anna is an underdog, Carlisle the higher seed. But I'm sure the Rockets, guided by head coach Nate Barhorst, will give the Carlisle Indians all they want tomorrow night down at Vandalia Butler. Should be a good game. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. We haven't seen Anna in a while. I'm looking forward to seeing them again.
They won some big games late in the season, finished 13-9. Only team to inflict a loss on Rushi in the Shelby County League.
That's right. We were there for that one.
Yep. And an overtime win to Anna against Minster earlier this season. How about that?
Yeah, Minster's playing really well right now.
Yep. So we've got that game for you tomorrow night. Tip off at 8 on the web online, approximately 7:45. Carlisle against Anna. Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McPhee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow morning at 11:45 a.m. from Sydney. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Piqua. Again, the finals. First two games here at Garbery Gym. Fairlawn 72, Bradford 44, and Jackson Center 47, Mississinewa Valley 39.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.